another ooky spooky week begins a little late. This is your reading for Tuesday, May 21st. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today, the theme is the Inverted King of Cups. Keywords for this are anxious, overwhelmed, or repressed. The tool card is the Five of Pentacles, adversity, struggling, or alienation. The obstacle is the Five of Wands, arguments, tension, and rivalry. The advice card is the Nine of Cups. The message for this is look around. You might be where you want to be. The sixth instinct today is work ethics. This is working hard, being honorable and trustworthy, as well as reliable. Our angel number is 666. It's not what you think. The keyword for this is reflection, and the message of it is to trust your intuition. The true intention is the big favor card, and it's I need assistance with something big. No shit. All right, let's put this whole thing together here. Though the poor themes persist, so do I. That's going to be the refrain that I use. So again, apologies for the misfire yesterday, but let's count this as the start of a short week. And wouldn't you know it? Another awful fucking theme card. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's so new and unprecedented. The novelty of it is wonderful. When it's inverted, the King of Cups signals the negative signs of the monarch that the King of Cups is when, you know, represents upright. It's usually a person that is compassionate and wise, but instead is losing their grip on their dominion and finding themselves unable to manage the needs of the kingdom, and is thereby taking it out on other people around them, whether it's through outright hostility or through manipulation. For our purposes, this card could apply either to us or someone in our immediate vicinity. I can't really tell you without knowing you, so you know the answer to that. We need to regain control of our emotions and impulses that is leading us to perpetuate these negative behaviors or the negative traits of the inverted King of Cups. And the tool to accomplish this one's a little bit of a stretch, but let's try to square the circle here. The Five of Pentacles is typically not a good sign, as it suggests that we're in a period of insecurity and hardship, which can manifest itself in a few different ways. Typically, we can take this card to mean financial hardships. That's the most common interpretation of it, but it can also signify other losses in our health or relationships. So, how is this a tool? Good question. Awareness of these sorts of pitfalls is the key to overcoming them. Being aware of these potential negative circumstances is how we can best prepare for them. If we're prepared for interpersonal struggles, which is going to come up in the obstacle card, we can mitigate the damage or avoid it altogether. If we are worried about a financial difficulty, we can start putting a bit of extra away ahead of time if we're expecting, you know, expect the worst and hope for the best. But the bottom line that we can take from this card is the main pitfall that we want to avoid is an unnecessary sense of victimhood. That's the artwork of the card. The message of the artwork is a person who is walking with crutches in the Rider White artwork. They're walking with crutches, but they don't necessarily have to. But they just seem to feel the need that they do. To quote the illustrious Maya Angelou, we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. Things are going to suck from time to time. That part is me. I should have said quote unquote, whatever. But knowing that things are going to suck from time to time, that's the message that the Wheel of Fortune card always presents, regardless of how it is, what configuration you're getting it. It's always the message. So remember Epictetus. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. All right. So with those wise words, let's get to the obstacle and just get it out of the way here. The Five of Wands is a card that implies interpersonal conflicts, but this is also what the tool card implied. The suggestion is that the competition will be in a professional setting, typically school or work, but regardless of where it appears, the key takeaway is that it's going to be unexpected. Now, this is where a good callback is. Let's remember the tool card. Expect the unexpected. The advice card. I think this one, this is the perfect underline that we need today. And that's stop and look around. Do the surroundings look like where we had hoped to be? Are we where we were striving to be, but we haven't noticed because we haven't taken a chance to appreciate it? Those are some big questions to ask yourself today. And you know the answers better than I ever could. The angel number is a perfect complement to this. Trust your heart. When you answer those questions that the advice card posed, trust yourself. If you feel that you are where you want to be, or if it looks like you are where you want to be, you probably are. I think the sixth instinct and the true intention line up with each other pretty well. My thinking here is that perhaps excellent work ethic will attract notice from people who want to bring us onto bigger and grander things. So keeping it in the context of the reading, I think it would be prudent to keep an eye on other people's motives. Don't let yourself be brought in as the workhorse to build up somebody else's empire without any equity in the empire. The stone today, the rose quartz, I keep calling it pink. The rose quartz, this is referred to as the stone of love. This one is best suited for like romantic intentions and romantic uses. No fucking kidding, right? But in the context of the reading, just some things to keep in mind is that most, if not all, of the cards today suggest interpersonal issues or bad actors being in our vicinity. So I think maybe for best not used for romantic purposes today, but it can be used to foster self-love, self-appreciation, and a sense of inner security and peace, which, if you're going to be looking at those big questions from the advice card of, you know, like, am I where I want to be? But I just haven't really stopped to give myself credit for getting myself here. Hey, maybe that this is the kind of stone you want to have around. But there you have it. That's Tuesday, May 21st. If you would like to see how I put all these together, which includes the fucking biff that was yesterday, you can go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. I publish a video at the end of every week that shows how I put the whole thing together, how the decks are shuffled, how the decks are picked, the stones that come out, all of that stuff. You get a bird's eye view. The camera's no shit, like right above my workspace. So if you want to see that, head over there, look for the Ooky Spooky tier. Questions, comments, concerns about this reading, any reading, or whatever the fuck Lux Media related, phone number is 833-589-7637. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you want your audio cut into a show, then call. It goes straight to voicemail. And there you have it. The number's 833-LUXPODS. It's spelled out. You can't go wrong. Speaking of not going wrong, personal readings, they are available and they are free. If you would like one, go to our website, luxmediashows.com. Fill out the little form there. Give me as much detail as you're comfortable giving me. But keep in mind that if you don't give me a lot of detail, I cannot give you a detailed reading in return. So it's a little bit of a give and take there. There's a whole privacy policy on it too, so if that's, you know, your concern, keep in mind that you can have a read for you can read it for yourself and decide if that's if you want to take the plunge anyway. Either way, while you're on luxmediashows.com, you can check out the other shows that we get up to. Oh baby, big time boxing last weekend. I'm really excited to chop that one up with the homies. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else for you. So I will see you tomorrow. For realsies this time. I'll see you tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.